Day 70. That, than, to, of, as.
You know, Marta, I've been thinking. Lots of words in English begin with a th sound. Think, thought, through, thank, theory, and so on. And these are all pronounced with the th sound.
Yes, and?
Well, there's a bunch more like the, this, that, these, those, though, them, there, than, words that we've been working with in these sessions where the th sound is pronounced th. Have you ever noticed?
Sure have. Any basic difference between the two groups? I mean, why thank with a th and than with th?
I guess words in the thank group tend to be content words, and words in the than group are all function words.
Very nice observation. And all those in the than group, by the way, go back quite far in the history of the language. But what did you want to make of it?
Seems like we could maybe pare down a little those few in the than group.
Pare them down? What do you mean, Patrick?
Well, take the words that and than. We can say things like, the shelf's so high that I can't reach it. But we can also say, the shelf's higher than I can reach.
Yes, and?
Well, why have both that and than? They're practically the same word, Marta.
Interesting that you should notice that, if you'll pardon the pun. Go back far enough in history, and you'll discover that and than did used to be one word.
Well, I hope there's nothing more beyond that in this comparative stuff. Pardon my pun.
Hold on, Patrick. What kind of construction do you see following than and that in your example?
Let me think. That I can't reach, then I can reach. Well, there's a subject I and a verb reach.
And what about utterances like, the shelf's too high for us to reach, or such a high shelf that we can't reach it? What kind of construction do you see following too high and such a high shelf?
You're probably fishing for subject and verb again, but us? To reach?
Yes, but look at it in terms of relationships. Between we reach and for us to reach. Between we and us, and between reach and to reach.
Never thought of it that way.
There's more, Patrick. How about the shelf's so high that we can't reach it?
Ah, but it fits right in. The shelf's so high that it's such a high shelf that...
Anything like a pattern in all of this?
Well, we've got something that's... what? Maybe a kind of focus or core in the comparison. Nouns mostly. Work. Time. Fun. Problem. But adjectives too. Big. Young.
Keep going.
And then there's something that modifies the core, like to, too much, as, more, an adjective with the ER, EST ending, things like that. Ah, then there's the tricky part with that and than.
And to, of, as, followed by something limiting the scope of comparison, right?
Oh, sure, Marta. Like not just too young, but too young to vote, to drive, to drink.
We've covered more territory than you would have guessed, don't you think?
P.S. 14. Comparatives and superlatives.